because the documents were still printed out, because this is our final report, so we need to make sure that at least everything is incorporated. That is why there is a little bit of delay and the pressure, you know, the pressure of the RRR. It does not give anybody a space, but it's good that now we are able to convene our meeting. I think for apologies, Honorable Mpalaba, we all know that he's not in the country. And then Honorable Duncan, Kusakula, then Honorable Woman, she's going to join us. There's an issue in the study group of our public enterprise. The minister is there, so please look, you know, that thing with the Lambda Wala and the SAA. So what she's going to join us later on. So those are the apologies that we have. Members, as we worked a report yesterday. Okay.
No comments. It's going to be a different.
Let's turn to our report, copies of our report. I think on page one, we have worked page one yesterday, but I think we need to report today that we have made some amendments that have been proposed by the members. So there was an addition that was made on this one. Okay, on page one, I think we can make an amendment, paragraph two, where we are saying these objectives with associated and defined targets should be reached by 2014, of which outcome 8 speaks really relates directly to page 1, paragraph 2.
So in light of the
yes, so last sentence took there. All of us speak so much to relate to. Then the document, yes. So because of information all is here, what we have added is the any other, the last one, the last bullet, any other policy statement made by cabinet. Page 2. So page 2 more. Then there was an amendment to add the portfolio committee stress plan. It is there. It is there. And then those are the issues that were requested for us to get. And then the other, the mandate of the portfolio committee, there was nothing. Yesterday. Then the mission and mandate of the department, there was nothing that was accepted. Then on page 4, there was a request. On page four was there, but there was a request to say we must add the percentages, we last column. So these are the pages, but what we have done, because we have looked at this report, so we decided to put overall performance and then other predetermined objectives for 2011-12. Then we put all the funds that we have voted for on the first column, which is 232 million administration, 39,156, and so on, which added up to 22,578,495,000. Then we also, on the second column, no problem, it's the same figure started there. And then what we have done, we have picked up we have added up another column, which is on page 16 of the annual report. You can look at it, and then we added up those figures that are at the end, the last column. Page 16 on the annual report. Page 16. We were requested to add page 16. So that is page 16 when we're put forward as it is. Yes. The committee yesterday requested us to put that. So there's this figure, maybe one. Then on page 5 of our report, we were requested now to put percentages on the spent funds on the right column. We have done so. There's that 7482 and so on and so on. So that is what we have done. And then what we have done, the office, we also found it necessary to have a slide that reflects the variances. Then it is again. So why do we do that? Why did we must explain now? If you look at page 16 and look at page 23 of the annual report, department annual report, the reason for us, this is very long. Hey, masses of vulnerabilities, so I was born. You vulnerabilities, we're not 16, we're not 23 now. Then if you look at page 16, administration, he understand them go 55,874. And it's the same now, page 23. Yes. Then program 2 is the same invariance now, page 23. But when you get to housing planning and deliver support, there is a discrepancy. Because on page 16, the variance, whatever the under expenditure, is 14,008. Here, it's 6,278. So there's a discrepancy there that we have identified. And then you carry on. We housing development finance. There is a discrepancy there. They are saying on page 16, under expenditure is 91,507. Here they are saying it's 96. So this information is unreliable. And then you carry on to the last one. It's 61,414. Here is 64,414. So that is the information that we get from this report. So as the portfolio committee that is doing oversight, you don't know what actually the information, I mean, this concerns what the AG has said, which he has reported to say, information in the department is not useful. It's not accurate. So we wanted to put it as the portfolio committee. So was good identified with the AG, Tina, the affirm statement of the AG, based on what? So this one is based on our own analysis of this report. So I wanted to explain that so that then on page then on page 7. So it's here where we we were explaining program by program, performance, yeah, performance, what do you say? Yeah, we need to say program, performance, program, performance. So we are going to amend by saying program, performance. Yes. Well, I mean, we need to have a heading, which is saying, here we are reporting on the program, performance of each program now. So here we have highlighted that from program one, how much was allocated initially and after the adjustments, it was 221, and then the variance was 55 million, and then there was environment of 11 million, which was distributed to program, I'm sure it's program 5, and yeah, we'll see as we go on which are those programs that we allocated. This, but it was 11 million, 5 million went to another one, and 5 million went to another program. So, I think we need to be specific here. Was in a program, ne? Specify which program, so that I don't have to go. Specify programs, requirements. Requirements. Directed. So we need to do that when we are refining the documents. So everything here. Now we are saying, we have said yesterday, e-research unit should assist us in analyzing or creating, or made a critique, a program. For instance, here we have seen that there's quite a lot of payments and so on, but there has been an underspending, under-expenditure at the end of the day. And now they are calling this under-expenditure as a saving. So we require that they must provide a critique on that one. I'm not sure if then you will lead as a liable. What is the critique on this program?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. This paragraph is very, I'm going to start this from this big paragraph in that page 4. That is the other document, this one. And probably, Chairperson, before we could move to page 4, the table on page 3 of this document that I'm holding here, that has got a red mark. I'm not sure if your papers are. We discovered that the amounts that were provided in this page, total allocations, are not tallying with what the National Treasury is actually providing here. If you refer to this page that is written adjusted estimates of national expenditure, and then it got on top of the vote 31. On page 274 of that report. So we're going to look at the two documents at the same time. It says under program number one, the department says the total allocation of their total allocation was 222.111, but what is provided in the National Treasury's allocations, the total allocation was 233.111 instead of 222.111. I'm not sure if
you know, if I do this one. On administration, yes. So there's 222.111. Then we need to treasure. What is it?
It's 233.111.
233. I wanna
Again, as we proceed, program number two, the department said they received 39954.
Which is the right one between these 233, 231 and 222?
I don't know.
Why are you saying that? I'm not making our life easy. We don't know. Why I'm saying we don't know? We've got a report that has been signed by the accounting officer and the minister. This report is the report that is guiding us, that is assisting us, that is supporting our oversight, management. So we have to rely on this book. But at the same time, we have to get information from other sources, like the National Treasury quarterly reports, Section 32 reports, where the department reports, because every quarter or every month, they send an information, their performance, to financial performance, to the National Treasury. So in front of us now, as the committee, we've got two different information. Unless we, that's why our recommendations, based on this, we need to bring in National Treasury and the department to give us what is really happening because of these discrepancies. So for us, it is good to detect this and report on it. And then our recommendations, we recommend that because of the discrepancies of information we got from National Treasury records and the Department of Human Settlements annual report, based on that, National Treasury and the Minister of Human Settlements should come before the Portfolio Committee and brief a committee with what is the scenario. So are you here, yeah? Sir, continue.
Thank you, Chairperson. Following what Chairperson has just said, the annual report of the department is already out there in the public consumption. It's for the public already, and if you see the numbers that are not clean, I would refer to the total allocation that was voted for. The department in its annual report indicated that the total money that was voted for is 2,282,541. Which is a typing error or some negligence of some sort, because it should be in billions. These digits are short here. If it was in billions, it we're going to have about 2, 4, 6, 8 digits instead of this number being represented in millions. So it's a mistake that was supposed to not have happened, because this report is already out there in the public, and it has been accessed by so many people, and it's worrisome, really.
Yeah. And that's what the total tell us, you know, in terms of what is the actual data? Is the actual data? India is typing errors.
The National Treasury, the total allocation is 22,825,541. It's on page 274 if you go back. It is. That's the next page after the
right.
Yes.
Let's check, ignore it in the way of typing error. So let's say now, Jeff,
yes.
What is housing policy? How much was allocated to housing policy?
According to the treasurer?
Yes.
Housing policy, according to the national treasurer, was given 39,442.
39?
442. But according to the department are saying they were given
39,954.
How's the police? No, they are saying they were given 32,866.
No, that's the case.
No, that's the case. 39,442, yeah. 39,442.
But
Yes, on the back money, what, 39950.
Yeah.
The other one?
The other one, which is the housing planning and delivery support, which is program number 3. Mm-hmm. National Treasury reflected the numbers as 195011. Mm-hmm. Program number 3. Mm-hmm. But the department says 193011. Mm-hmm. Then we go to program number 4, housing development finance. Mm-hmm. The department says they were given They were given 2220199. But the National Treasury here says it's 2219499. That is program number 4, Mam Jove, in page 276. Yes.
Alright.
Then we go to program number 5, strategic relations and governance. National Treasury says they were given 160478. That is the National Treasury figure. 160478. The department Bachibona were given 169478. So there's a huge discrepancy in the representation of the numbers here, members, which is a worrying factor.
Okay, now we're
fine.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, continue.
Can I continue? Okay. Then we can go to our analysis in this document, this one here. Yeah.
Yes.
To page 4. So I would draw your attention, members, to the very thick paragraph. That's where we started. I'll read through and take you along. We said the directorate, federal investigations, reported to have spent only 25.8 million of its original allocation of 56.1 million, which was adjusted to 44.7 million. It was indicated that underpending came about as a result of late invoicing of the SIU. The Chief Directorate Internal Audit, Risk Management and Special Investigations reported a saving of 18.9 million, but only 11.3 million of the saving could be achieved. It should be noted that this sub-program only managed about 45% of the total of 31 audits planned for 2011-12. Resulting in 17 audits not completed during the review period. The department attributed a deviation from the planned target to the unavailability of clients for opening meetings, client delays in commenting on reports, the slow receipt of information required, as well as capacity constraints in the internal audit function. In this respect, the department acknowledges that under expenditure in Program 1, it's also due to a moratorium placed on the filling of non-critical posts, pending the outcome of the departmental turnaround strategy. This state of affairs is a critical issue, and further engagement with the department is required about what posts constitute non-critical. Where vacancies impact on the ability of the department to meet planned targets and outputs, this should be reviewed as a matter of urgency. Underspending attributed to delays in refurbishing of acquiring office space has been a recurring element over the past few years. The inability of government departments to secure office space has a detrimental impact on outputs and ultimately service delivery. An important consideration is to what extent are service providers, including property owners, held accountable for not meeting their contractual obligations. This is an issue that clearly requires further parliamentary scrutiny, since it clearly impacts on the ability of departments to deliver on their mandates.
Thank you, Chair. After the discovery of this environment, or discrepancy that is happening between the department and the report, the percentage is not going to be affected. The percentage that we have at the end of our of our spending.
Even the report affecting the
syllabus. Yes.
That is why in this last
in the last paragraph, last sentence. So they're saying in answer research, this is an issue that clearly requires further parliamentary scrutiny. So in our comments, we need to put this in our report, since it clearly impacts on the ability of department to deliver on its mandate.
Thanks, Chairperson. I just want to understand here from the department the issue of spending when it comes to the special investigating unit, because they spent less than what was expected of them to spend, and we received reports in the past that many cases are being investigated. And also the issue of non-critical post. Because you cannot have a post that is not required in a department. Why do we have such things? Thank you.
Yeah, that is why I think I have to say that. Yeah?
The state of affairs is a critical issue and further engagement is required about what posts constitute non-critical. They must tell us. Some job.
They talk of saving of AG. They are talking of savings of 18.9, and there is 11.3 that could be utilized. What happened to the remainder of the money? They have to tell us, because there is 7.6 that is not appearing anywhere.
And about which they're going to be rolled
over? No. They are not talking about any rollover, but there is this 7.6 that is not accounted for and appearing anyway.
I
still have anything new to say, because we engage the department on these issues. We don't remember. Yeah, this question of the moratorium, that is what personally has worried me. I did ask a question and they responded. I can't really remember what they said exactly, but it was just one of those excuses that you get, you know, from the department. The fact of the matter is that money is sitting somewhere in the Department of Human Settlements. And the fact of the matter is, why did they budget for posts that they're not going to fill? But then, I think we should just stay with our critique of this matter. I think it's the right person as it is in the report. But we are not quite happy, even though they explain, but we are not really happy about that. And actually, I think we did raise the question of if the vacancies are not filled in, then that affects, you know, the achievement of the target as well. I think we raised that.
But the program 2 level, is there something that is special with us?
Program 2, Chair, we went straight to another critical issue on Program 3. Program 3 was initially allocated 156.1 million. That is on page 5, members. It was allocated 156.1 million, and according to the Department 2011-12 annual report, was adjusted to 200.7 million. A total of 186.7 million was spent, which translates to 93%. The under-expenditure was said to be as a result of the moratorium on filling of non-critical vacancies. The department's expenditure reporting for this program appears to be inconsistent with varied amounts cited in the 2011-12 annual report. For example, one table reflects the adjusted appropriation of 200.7 million, while another in the same annual report reflects this as 193 million. However, both figures are refuted by 2012 estimates of national expenditure, as well as the 2011 adjusted estimates of national expenditure, which reflect the adjusted appropriation as 195 million. Inconsistent and inaccurate expenditure reporting by the department has a negative impact on Parliament's constitutional mandate to perform effective and efficient oversight over executive. Furthermore, annual report serves as an important instrument to give an account as to how a department utilized money appropriated by Parliament, and such account must be accurate and reliable. Program 4, we said program 4. We said program 4 was located in 1.9 billion, of which 14.9 million was allocated to the Human Settlement Development Grant. The Rural Household Infrastructure Grant was allocated a total amount of 257.5 million in 2011-12. After adjustments of 26 million from the rollover. And out of this amount, an amount of 187.3 million was spent, which translates to 72% expenditure. Another expenditure of 70.2 million was recorded. An amount of 187 million was allocated to the department's entities. In the adjustment estimate, additional funding of 180 million was provided for a housing disaster relief grant, while 344,000 was provided for salary increases. In Program 4, the department has an expenditure of 91.5 million for the year 2011-12. The department indicated that the delay which resulted in the under-expenditure in the provision of trial aid, that is RIC, was as a result of resistance by some committees for the implementation of the program, as well as an unavailability of the building materials and difficult conditions. It should be noted that the department's expenditure reporting for this program also appears to be flawed, since it indicates that through an adjustment, the allocation increased from 22.9 billion to 22.2 billion. However, both the 2012 estimates of national expenditure as well as the 2011 adjusted estimates of the national expenditure confirmed that the program was adjusted to 22.197 billion through a variance of 4 million to program 3, for the payment of consultants and professional services intended for the national upgrading program. Yeah. Another inaccuracy in the departmental reporting relates to the allocation to the RIC. According to 2011-12 annual report, this grant was awarded 100 million with a rollover of 26 million in the adjustment estimate. However, RIC was in fact appropriated 231.5 million, which increased to 257 million. With adjustment indicated above. The 100 million referred to the department was in fact the 2010-11 allocation to the RIC and not 2011-12 allocation. That's reported by the department's 2011-12 annual report. Well, if you remember in 2010, RIC the 100 million was the initial allocation to RIC, and it would be expected that this amount annually will increase to meet, in order to meet the demand, the increasing demand. So there's clearly a need for the department to report accurately, thereby ensuring that annual reports are not published while containing unreliable information.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I think it's very problematic when we have so many inaccuracies when it comes to these figures here, and no one is willing to account for that. Because if you ask the department and they don't give specific answers, then it's a problem. So I don't know if they think we are sangomas that will just throw the bones and they will tell us where the money is being spent. So, Chairperson, I'm worried about this thing, the statement that the department is saying RIG was not spent because of the resistance of some communities. I don't think the statement is true. Not from the research unit, I mean from the department. I don't think it's true. Because people out there, they need toilets. They want toilets. I don't think they will resist having that special thing, because a toilet is a dignity to any society. So I don't think it's correct. We need to raise this, to recommend this as a serious concern for the portfolio committee. Because we've been to the Northwest, we've been everywhere, people want toilets. Then maybe the department doesn't have the capacity to spend the RIG funding. They don't know how to use it. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, I think way in Northwest. In Northwest, there was nothing that has been, but the money was allocated. $57 million was allocated to Northwest. But for the first quarter, nothing was spent during this financial year. So it's not, this is an excuse. So we need to have something that is concrete around these excuses.
All right, thank you. Chairperson, thank you. I think you, Honorable Dagood, has covered me. My concern was on the RIG because of the excuse that they give us. And then I just want to check as the department, I think they are working as a collective. But what they are giving us here, it seems as if they are not a collective department.
But what is signed by the accounting officer?
That's what I'm saying.
So, what is the matter of collectiveness?
I don't know how to explain. I have something, but I don't know how to take it out.
I know what I want to say. But I can't say the problem here is not a collectiveness. The report is prepared by the officer. It is checked by the accounting officer and signed. Then checked by the executive authority and signed. But not
I have nothing to say today.
Oh, I know. You are frustrated. You are frustrated.
Thanks, Chair. My individuals also, as well as non-availability of the building material. Whereas it's kept, the figures are there, material is there, but they can perform. We waste my material that I are talking about.
I just wanted to check. I have not noticed this. That line in the second paragraph, where program phone, it should be noted that the department has spent its name. The third line, which says the allocation, adjustment the allocation increase from 22995 to 22201. Is this how they have reported it?
Let me just throw you in chapters. I think this number will go and check them. It looks like it's supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah.
Because if we can see the 2295 is bigger than this one,
yeah.
and yet we're saying it has increased. So we will confirm that.
That's exactly why I was asking, because then when you talk of a environment of 4 million, I look at the figures. For me, the way we have written it, it doesn't fit in. But if you say it's 995 versus 201, I don't know, I'm not sure anyway. Can you just check that so that we two shouldn't make mistakes like the department? Yeah, we are reporting on inaccuracies, but we have to report accurately. Yeah. Now the point about the reasons, call them excuses, why RIG is not moving at a pace which it should be moving at.
when I read that in the report, I just said to myself, this is an old excuse. If you remember, we still used to have our meetings in Plain Street. I remember very well when we had the very first report about the implementation of this grant. It was exactly the same excuses. But that is many years ago. You see, so it can't be the same excuses again. So I think that maybe we need to have a remark on that, you know, because we can't. I mean, I think this official who was writing the particular part of the report was really very careless. They underestimated us, you see, because they made exactly the same excuses, if you remember, why it was not succeeding. That was the very first report we received. So it can't be now, after we have received so many other reports on the same grant, they are still giving exactly the same excuses.
Also, if they can mention the capacity of the service program program provider that they are using, it's not there. It's as if it's where normal, like IDT, they couldn't perform, and have heard some bad news about that.
Yeah, if I'm just taking this issue break, I'm just reminding about our oversight at Ikala, Eastern Cape, where there is a challenge of sanitation. How can we relate this? How can you link this with the problem of challenge of Eastern Cape?
Yes, we get your point. This status of this report, yes, passes hold. It's seriousness, the commitment of the department to deliver as expected. So I think we need to, as well as we are going to make sure that they have to come. In fact, now, I think the minister has to come before the portfolio committee. I think these observations that we have made, we don't have to share with the department. We have to share with them, with the minister, directly. Yes.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. On the issue of communities resisting the a program as important as this one. It might be because the department does not really, they don't do community facilitation where you enter into a community, you try and explain to them what is it, the importance of why you are there. I mean, our communities cannot just be ambushed with things that they do not know, and it's whether how are they going to benefit in terms of job creations and all that. Those are politics of every community. But let us move to page 7 on program number 5. The program was initially allocated 155.5 million during the period under review. This amount was adjusted to the rollover amount of 4.3 million for specialized services provided by the State Information Technology Agency and the 3.196 million for the completion of the department's turnaround strategy. Additional funding of 447,000 was provided for salary increases. A payment of 6 million was made from Program 1 to fund the Government Human Development Award of 2011. A total of Program 5 amounted to 166.4 million, of which 105.4 million was spent. According to the department, the underpinning of 61 million was mainly due to a delay in payment of infrastructure, architectural enhancement and support services for human development. The project expenditure on communications and non-filling of non-critical vacancies. The delay in the procurement of computer services is estimated to have resulted in the underpinning of 32 million. The installation of the virtual private network at the cost of about 4 million was delayed due to non-occupation of additional office space. Only 8.2 million was spent of the adjusted allocation of 43 million for computers. The department in actual reporting is again evident under Program 5. The department's budget was adjusted to 169.478 million, whereas in reality it was adjusted to 160.478 million. The department reported a variant of 6 million received from Program 1, but this amount is not reflected in 2011 adjusted estimates of additional expenditure. In fact, Program 3 received 3 million variant from Program 5, intended for a national upgrading program. In addition, the department reported a rollover of 7.943 million instead of 7.496 as reported by the National Treasurer. The 6 million reported variant from Program 1 for government human settlement award is not reflected by the adjusted appropriation and should have been adequately budgeted for in any event, since this is an annual award event and not an unforeseen event. It is not an unforeseen event, it is an annual event that needed to be budgeted for each and every year. Thank you.
So I'm just thinking, what I remember, to say, I mean, we need to change the structure now of the report in terms of this program. To say, here is the department report, and then put our observation and comments next to each program. Because after each island, I said, it's quite landed then. As well as so those changes that so as well as the clarity. Then let's carry on now to page disaster relief. Then so it's clear we were dealt with this one yesterday. They're not spent, and the question is, is a quick disaster relief, is that in National Treasury, during the NTPPF, yesterday revised, revision, reallocation. Then, Yakupa 180 million.
Yeah.
This 180 million, same is 180,000.
No, it's 180 million. Mm-hmm. If you check on top there, how the numbers are represented, there's an R with other zeros there. So if you add those zeros, it makes it a million. Mm-hmm. That's how they represent the numbers.
Oh.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying here, unless another, before he allocates this money, there should have been a revised plan by the department where these provinces have submitted their business plan. So they've requested, because each department cannot request this money without a business plan from the provinces. Now the question is, we need to say something, comment on this money that was allocated by the National Treasury, and then comment on e-delays, because e-delays, they are saying they're waiting for e-business plans from the provinces. So let's say like e-Gauteng, Nelimpompo, they managed to complete another to finish their budget. By Serenzenin, which areas? There is?
Thanks, Chair President.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. My worry on this one, on the disaster grant relief, that they've transferred, because the paragraph below the table saying that the funds were transferred, all of them, to the province, and the department couldn't account for it. So, if these provinces had business plan, the department should have known as to how these funds are spent. And as for Mpumalanga, to say they transferred 306 what?
Million.
Is it no,
360,000. Well, remember you had those 3 0.
360,000. Of which this figure does not make sense. It was just a drop in an ocean. Because why am I saying this? We were struck by disaster, especially at Mazi municipality. People's houses were blown away, even the RTD houses were blown away. So still to date, nothing is happening. I've been pestering the Department of Human Settlement in Mpumalanga, asking them about this disaster, the disaster relief fund. But so far, they told me that they are trying to get some funds to build those houses. People are still living in tents. Some are still in shacks. So I don't know. Because my understanding was that during that disaster period in Mpumalanga at Nkomazi municipality, we were given this idea that that area, given the fact that the municipality is a rural municipality, a poor municipality that cannot get funds to assist those people, the national department will come and assist with funds to rebuild those houses. So the 360,000, it was just a drop in the ocean. Thanks.
And the
It's like 2009, from 2009, but we need to double check. So if that is the case, they should have had those business plans in place. Because we still have disaster areas as well as 2009, 2007. But this one, it was specific for specific financial years. So, from things then we come to outcome. Outcome 8. Do you have something on outcome 8? There's nothing, but we do have. Yesterday there was a comment. Maybe I said behind the gap here. There was a comment to say this 91 service sites. Yeah, one and information you would service sites are signed. Let's use by me from the National Treasury. So you read the National Treasury thing. Happy lunch.
There is something that talks to the divine at the bottom. There is a document here.
Media progress, where is that media? Media progress. Delivery is lower than expected due to delays in the appointment of contractors as a result of procurement processes. The lack of response from most municipalities on the verification of information relating to the enhanced extended discount benefit scheme and delay in the finalization of land parcels. The delay in providing basic infrastructure to rural households is as a result of lengthy negotiations between service providers, local authorities and households before building can start. To support sustainable women settlements and improved quality of household life, the Department of Women Settlements through the provinces delivered 45,720 housing opportunities to subsidy beneficiaries. Delivered basic sanitation of 1,253 rural households and provided 19,329 service sites.
Mr. President, media. When we talk of media,
yeah,
it was round about this period.
Round about this period. So go to their reports. They provided 91,558 service sites. But when you get to this report, to this one, our own report, the MACN, the EPS slide, Kukwana slide, there is this slide, ACC, non-financial performance, on page 40, colleague report. On page 14. It is report here, non-financial. What do you want? It is for this financial year. It was 82,344. What is the mid-year? What is the mid-year?
Five.
Yes.
There are 19,229 service sites.
Colonel Salah was mentioned, mid-year, 19,000, end of financial year, 82,344. It's okay, it delivers to subsidy.
To support sustainable human settlements and improved quality of household life. The Department of Human Settlements, through the provinces, delivered 5,720 housing opportunities to subsidy beneficiaries. Delivered basic sanitation.
Mother, wait. Apa, uphela wonyaka. 140,633. Top strikers. Yes, a lot of what delivery, total of delivery target, 222,000, and by deliver on a 179. 222,977. So, it be target here, but they tell you. Now, they have delivered 179,197. Yes, 179,197. So, checking from Inantra, it delivers. It target, I mean, it delivers, not the target. It delivers, yes, I got 19,000. Zindu, even 45,000. Mid year. Is it possible? Mama?
And who
would get that to Anya? Who
is it yeah, the size, 19,229 every size, mid year. It says 45,720.
Bona, Gonyash, they delivered 140,633. They delivered 140,633 by end of March. In National Treasury, it says mid-year, I think mid-year and National Treasury is during its MTBDS period. So, yeah, I record the National Treasury, it's saying they have delivered 45,000, ne? And you chose other,
45,720.
You are welcome on it now. No. Apologize. Hmm. Let me talk to you. Madam Cho. Linda, where? Mama, what we are saying, if the department delivered 19,000, no, it's not 6 months. It was only year. I don't think it's 6 months. It's during this period. So you're reporting the rush. If they can they manage to deliver 82,000 sites at the end of the financial year? Is it possible?
what I was saying, Captain, even like I said, the whole number, at least the fact, 82,000, that was what are supposed to deliver at the end of the year. Mid-year, they deliver 19,000, isn't it? So it means that for the rest of the year, they are able to deliver
53, yeah. So that's the discrepancy.
Yeah.
Can you record that? That is the discrepancy that we are talking about. What? A miracle, but deliver a miracle now. To say, mid year, but deliver 19,000. Bona, but
at
the end of the year. Isaiah abazidilileyo zingu 82,000. Then, but, 82, top structure 140, zimoyi zingitekima. But wana idiliver yabo, yesaiah, nandu kodiso, 558, nandu kodiso. No, I've made a mistake.
5, 5, 8, 5, 8, 7.
Those are the size. Mm-hmm. And didn't they want the financial performance? Yeah. They what? They're saying they targeted 82,000. The most mistake. They targeted 82,000. But delivery performance as at 31st March. They want a month of. Under size, they've delivered 558,000. Mm-hmm. 558,000. I always ask honorable you don't have the document. Now the top structure they've delivered 120. Yes. With top structure they delivered 120,610. Yeah. That is their deliver. So the question is, by entry to National Treasury, mid-year, they have delivered so many sites, 19,000 sites. But when I was delivered 558,000. Then Treasury actually, mid-year, is the entry as anywhere else delivered to 45,000. But about to deliver 120. But in the back, total deliver performance, I read this question. How to answer? Are you mistaken? Let can go back to this. Check this, because they can't say, I know number 58. They can't say, you can't add 120, 508. It might have been a mistake from image 20 up. Because as we see, So there's this kind of my certificate can get 120,610 plus 58. So then,
I'm saying
58. plus 58587 plus 120610 is a coupon. Okay. So which means then they misprint because he could pay them with that. So if you can grab so the 179197 but yet Kau pergi senyarin, utarazam teh uti level 19 plus. Jadi kalau tu faham aku benar, aku uti level 68. Bukan orang zaman zaman. Aku utarazam uti level 45 mid year. Ebon. Eksis, kau faham orang orang masuk tu uti extra 100. Jadi tu tu kau bukan uti extra, uti level 120. So, in other words, you can't pass it. If you can. But you must learn, you know, you highlight how to do it. So, you can't pass it. Then, here we were teaching. I'm not commenting here, but we were teaching. Okay. But here, we think we did have enough comments, but we were teaching. Then, here we already had the nurse report. H's report recuperated your window as still done up because of eight numbers. So eight numbers as still done up. And CAP apa sesuatu istilah apa sesuatu istilah apa sesuatu dokumen tak report ke AG. If you look at page 19, apa no five. So there committee interaction with the office of the AG. I think AG will got that critical information of the IT system. We need to put that. So like consolidated, it's just for in a one paragraph. See if I get information. Then public service commission. The cement is all law according to any, but what we have done since Zambe we boost our where we've listed issues one by one. Because they've reported on financial management by the department. So they raise the same concern on the RIC and which reveals immaterial understanding. And there were unaudited supplementary schedules with regard to this grant. So what does it mean? Because now, UPSC, yeah, we have made a report on October, after the 1st of October. The PSC had an access to this report after the 1st of October. When the information has been, all information has been audited by the Auditor General. Now he comes and say, rural household infrastructure that revealed material understanding and there were unaudited supplementary schedules with regard to this grant. What does it mean? All of us, look up our question. Where were these information doing in Azraba? I don't know what is, I'm not clear about the auditing process, but as a lay person, where was the information? Can you assist us, anybody who knows something about auditing?
Yes,
Report with me here, but if I remember something about the Auditor General's remarks, it does say somewhere in the report that there are, you see, the department has given a report, and then the department has given other information, which to me sounds as if it is extra information, but still on the issues that are raised in the report. And then the Auditor General says he has not audited those, shall I say, extra information in the departmental report. But what I'm not sure of now is whether it also refers to what we are talking about here.
Okay.
Now, I thought that maybe what he says is that this extra information which has been given by the department does not come under his responsibility, therefore he has not audited that. So like there's extra information, but it doesn't come under his responsibility.
No, the it's only the entities that it has the Auditor General. Even the Auditor General, they don't, all the entities. But here, the PSC is saying we have material understanding and they were unaudited supplementary schedules with regard to this grant. But yes, let's carry on.
On page 100, it says additional matter. Okay, then the next paragraph says unaudited supplementary statement. Then you say the supplementary information set out on pages 166 to 177 does not form part of the financial statement and is presented as additional information. I have not audited this statement and accordingly I do not express an opinion. I think we'll correct AG to this one, because this one is related to the funds, which is on program 4, the transfer. So there it does not form hard. It's done in the provincial, provinces. Because here they are saying
no amount has been withheld as yet. So they are saying my Tumele is going to be that 14 billion. So Utunasa Otter General, according to La Grande USDG, Airman municipalities, my Tumele is going to be bad. That is why SC2AG, it does not form part of yes. That's why he is saying so. All right. Neither was Oma leave gratuity and so on. Oma United Nations. So wrong is the progress. No, correct. Correct. The department has been reporting on matters where they are cited as a respondent. The financial litigation related to these claims lies with the provincial department. The balance of 4.9 as at 31st reported in the annual statement ending in 31st were in respect of these balances and have been restated in the current year as there are no financial implications for the department. So we were not sure. We need to hear from the PSC on this one. Which is this related to this information? Yeah. So yes, we need to double check. What is this related to this information? Then we continue. Then UPSC has got a concern on the other expenditure as well as the 30 days period. And then the professional ethics. Under professional ethics, yes, there is a special investigation unit and a whistleblowing policy in place. However, Konezito Azrizayo, PSC, to say feedback and closure rate in respect of national anti-corruption hotline cases were unacceptable low. Just to confirm that because we talked about yesterday. Then 113 cases were referred to the SIU. Only 7% feedback received and only 2% cases closed, which leaves a balance of 111 outstanding cases as at August. Financial disclosure framework demonstrated an improvement as submissions were made on due date, which is 31 May 2012. Then on managing potential conflicts that senior managers may have between their private business interests and their official responsibilities. And the PSC is reporting that in 2010, 32% of the senior managers in the DHS may have potential conflicts between their private interests and official responsibilities. Then it was reported that 21 officials may have potential conflicts, 6 officials have many companies, and 2 officials were sharing companies. Then on the report on finalized misconduct cases, Kessie reported that the department has failed to submit an input to them for 2010-11. But in 2011-12 financial year, the department reported 2 cases of financial mismanagement, one involving an amount of 100 million. The other one is not disclosed. However, there was no loss to the state in that case. So you need to try something, have a follow-up. You need to say something, Akale. You need to say something, Then, good transparency. Yes, that ma.
My intent is, if now the FIU are taking people for so long and then they're being paid, what is the aim of having them in the, or we can't take another in the investigating the unit? Because I remember now, when in the Northwest, when they were saying they are still waiting for the report from the what is the purpose of having them? Or maybe we can use another provider. If the is speaking, because the third way they are getting, because they are getting money, as they are staying long, they know that they are getting money.
Another interesting side to this, and that is that the budget of the SIU was underspent. So, you know, and it's interesting that, you know, we talk about this actually is an incomplete, and I want to agree that I think we need to come across quite strongly here, because the corruption that, you know, is out there, we are feeling very strongly about that. So, you know, to say that we are noting this, and that the committee will be following up very closely, that there is a much bigger progress, you know. There needs to be, there's something missing here. You can't have such a big outstanding number, because then is the will there to actually deal with this. But I think we need to just say that we are going to be watching this very closely. So, just to add to that, I think this is actually hitting the very aim, you know, of trying to fight corruption. I can imagine, for instance, whoever is responsible for reporting these cases, when you have reported 113 cases and you still end up with 111, what other courage would you have to report more cases? You are actually discouraging the very people who are trying to fight corruption, as if we are encouraging corruption when we do this.
To this one, I think the minister must come and other there. Especially in this one, 113, 111, what is this one? And this is one is not just to the department. The minister must come and account.
Chairperson, we make something of the underspent. You know, this budget has been underspent, and I agree that, you know, let the minister come and account for. We don't understand why the budget was underspent, and yet we've got cases like this outstanding.
Then the on transparency. The department website was not user friendly, and most documents available on the website are not easily accessible for downloading. Then there was no link on the DHS website for the DHS annual report for 2010-11. However, as of October 2012, contrary to what the department should have. I'm sure there's something missing here. But we do have this record. We're going to double check from this one on transparency. What is it?
work ethics, transparency. The annual report is the key. The department's annual report for 2010-11 was accessed through the government information, but there is no link to the document of the department's own. Okay, a report, no, they are saying that this report was accessed through the government, which means not from the department. We need to rephrase this. It was not from the department website. It was from the government website. So that is what, because they were saying, as at 1st October, the 2011-12 annual report of the department was not available. So it means it was not even available to the government website. Because they are saying, for 2010, it was, they accessed it through the government website, not through departmental website. Then, as at 1st October 2011, annual report of the department was not available on its website, departmental website, as it should have been. So, why? So, that is very crucial. That is very crucial. But we are going to note it as it was recorded. Then human resources practices, they are saying it's good. They even say good human resources. Then the PSC stated that the department did not have a human resource plan as required by the public service regulations by the end of the financial year, 31st March 2012. On turnaround strategy, then the overall vacancy rate in the department was 21.1%, but this has increased to 24.4% as of June 2012. The vacancy rate in respect of professional and senior management members was very high. The PSC noted on the average, it took DHS over 2 years to fill the post. Development orientation. As per the stats, race stats, the highest percentage of households living with toilet facilities without or having to use bucket toilets was found in the Eastern Cape, 17%, Limpopo 7.9%, Northern Cape 7.6%, and Mpumalanga 6.7%. It was further noted that 15.5% of households said that the walls of their dwellings were weak, and 15.5% says that their roof was weak. So we all know about this, but it's not something new. The employment equity, there it is. We talked about it yesterday. But yes. Then that's the report of the Public Service Commission.
I thought we were going to make some comment on this, because the disability figure has dropped substantially. And also the figure for women, females employed. Now, that shouldn't be. And I think that is a concern, because this is, you know, this is a priority for us.
Yeah, on the human resource practices, you see, I find it strange that the PSC is saying that the vacancy rate at the higher level is really high. I'm saying this because we know that throughout all the five programs, there was this moratorium business, yeah, and they say, no, those are non-critical. And you can't say these, which the PSC is referring to, are non-critical. So for me, I think this is a contradiction. Which department is saying the reason why they are underspending on administration and other areas is because those posts are non-critical. So the question is, why are they not spending on the critical ones?
Yeah, true.
What is critical and
non-critical? I've got money, but they're not spending it.
Yes, and I think you're absolutely right, because if you look at the organogram at the beginning of the report, your DDGs, and you've got vacancies and you've got acting positions and all of that. So I mean, those are senior management positions.
So what I'm going to do at the end of this, we are going to make some comments to add those comments that have raised. Yes. And then the FFC, the report for FFC is just clear. It's the same, what we have raised. Story is the same, there's nothing new, except that they are questioning the 203. No, definitely it was unlikely that they can reach that. And there was that question of, I want you to see that. Yep, there's something here with Balano Mkurushi. It relates to the FSC Act, FSC Act, Section 5. We have requested Mkuru to do, must always check that one. Make it FSCX that relates to the accreditation of municipalities. So let's make sure that the evening, say that. Otherwise, FSC, that's the issue that is really crucial. And then, yes, those were the only issues that we raised. But they did have a concern to say, it delivers. Here is not indicated in terms of what were the plans, or what were the targets set with trade plans and what they have been more special in other delivery models for the rental as well as the, yes. Those are the issues that they are raising. Then, on page 23, I think...
Listen, I think in our recommendations, when we do get there, we mustn't lose sight of the fact we've got to pick up, because again and again, these targets, not having the targets, not having something quantifiable, is cropping up in the reports. Just by the fact of what the department themselves have given us, we're not going to meet the 400,000 because we've only delivered about 22% of that. So there's no way in 2 years we're going to pick up the rest.
Then I think the issue is we're still going to modify this. But what is important is this consent, because we've looked at some of them that are going to list them under the program, so it is going to be reduced on this side. And then the observations is the same. And then the recommendations, to the National Treasury, we've already looked at the issue of the USDG with the Division of Revenue framework must be clarified. And then good performance and monitoring, they have to facilitate the issue of transfer of the sanitation function. And then they're mixed here. Then the minister should ensure that the legislative prescripts such as the preferential procurement policy framework are adhered to, and the accounting officer should take effective steps to prevent irregular dollar retail and other affinity twin. To ensure that the National Treasury Prescripts, we've reported about that one. Then we're going to give them the time frame, 10 days after adoption of this report by the House. And then the disclosure, they must make sure that the information
yenzeka tremendous house plan. There's a list of them. I need just to modify them. The housing code has to be revised, and then the under performance here, the integrated special audit is here, the environmental assessment, test assessment, which is here. So if we look at the back, I've attached the research from April, I want to believe their comment. In fact, they are raising issues that we have raised. They are saying program 2, housing policy research, is of high importance within the department. This program is responsible for providing capacity where there is lack thereof and conducting extensive research on the use of alternative technologies and many other critical aspects encompassed in human settlements. There should not be a logistical or incidental problem in spending funds. So they are advising us to comment on that one. Allocated to research. Capital allocated to research should be relatively easily transferred into tangible outcomes. Difficulties that are presented in the field do not occur. So they are trying to put us research is all about for you. They don't apply those difficulties that are occurring in the field. Then they continue to say, still there is a variance of 307,000 in management, 1.1 million in policy development. So I'm sure they've made their calculation. And 3 million in research between the final appropriation and the actual expenditure. In addition, the actual expenditure in management and research has gone down since the previous year and only marginally increased in policy development. This is strange considering that inflation should indicate a need for a higher expenditure. That considerable inflation has occurred this financial year is higher expenditure. That considerable inflation has occurred this financial year is demonstrated by the report on page 20, but also in view of the lag that research has in delivery of tangible outcomes. And additionally, peculiarity is that there is an increase in actual expenditure in monitoring and evaluation, while there is a decrease in expenditure on research. So they are saying the question, why would more funds be spent on monitoring research, not monitoring your project, but monitoring research when less research is being done? So those are the researchers now. There has been a question. How does it happen? And then another dubious case of money expenditure is apparent in program 4. Housing Development Finance has spent 99.5% of its allocated funds. However, it is not apparent what tangible outcomes have materialized. For example, human settlement development spent 100% of its allocated funds. However, it remains unclear what has been achieved.
how many houses segments have been built, but also in terms of basic amenities, especially considering the subsisting problem of a lack of sanitation facility in rural provinces. Program 4 has become a fiscal dumping ground. That is their comment. Where the money is just handed over to the provinces responsible for rural housing development without having any indication of where the money is going. The rural household infrastructure development spent 187 of its final appropriation of 157. The prior mentioned serious problem of a lack of sanitation facilities in a number of areas has made open defecation necessary because people do not have another option. The question, why is there a variance of 70 million when this serious issue has not been addressed? It is important that the KPIs are more specific in provinces. This will more effectively monitor the money towards firstly creating tangible outcomes, but also making it possible to know them while they exist. So that is the argument from it. Then the second argument, because I requested them to look at the consultants on page 200, the eve of consultants, this is their response. Okay. It analysis of utilization of consultants using appropriated funds. Yes. It again. The following is an analysis of the utilization of consultants using appropriated funds of the Department of Human Settlements for the fiscal year of 2011-12. The mission of the department leaves no doubt that it functions under the guiding principles, whose objective is to facilitate the creation of sustainable human settlements and improve quality of household life. Such principles are deeply embedded in the values that the department is morally and legally obliged to demonstrate a reasonable degree of accountability, fairness, choice, quality, affordability, amid others and other things to honor its rules. On that regard, the utilization of consultants on behalf of the department must respect the core values of the department in order to effectively serve the needs of those people the various projects ought to benefit. Hence, this analysis looks at the relationship between the department and consultants and the quality of what consultants do by using appropriated government funds. The Department of Human Settlements, I'm sure they've made a mistake here. It's the Portfolio Committee here. It's not the department. I'm sure they've made a mistake here. It's the Portfolio Committee that has asked the Economic Policy Research to assist with a thorough analysis of usefulness and effectiveness of consultants by utilizing appropriated funds to implement various projects. Analysis now. As of the fiscal year 2011-12, the Department of Human Settlements annual report indicates that there was a total of 26 companies involved in various projects entrusted to them by the department. Information obtained from the annual report thus indicates that the department awarded different contracts to different companies based on their field of expertise, resulting in 91.5 million. The biggest contract valued at 41.6 million went to the company in charge of project management for the implementation of rural household infrastructure program. The question is, Gemu, Econ department, air project management unit, but there's this money of 41 million. That is simply one of the examples of how the department uses consultants to complete its projects. However, in another study conducted by Hedry, the findings demonstrate that lucrative contracts with consultants do not necessarily mean effective work or useful way of spending allocated funds. I think this one it also concerns when you look at those consultants at the back, then the study demonstrates that despite the fact that such lucrative consultants are awarded, contracts are awarded to consultants with the concept of efficiency and accountability in mind, it remains unclear what has been achieved from this, how many houses settlements have been built. Consequently, the study reveals that there is a depth of accountability, fairness, and sustainability in a way that funds are handed over to the concerned consultants without any clear indication or a sense of direction as to where such funds are to be spent and on what conditions. That is the... The incapacity of all parts, involved to appropriately and efficiently spend the funds in a responsible way benefits the people in desperate need of housing facilities, suggests that there might be a conflict of interest. That is because even though an amount of 41.6 million was awarded to one of these consultants in charge of the implementation of rural household infrastructure, the study concludes that the lack of sanitation facilities remains largely a major threat to the well-being of people in various areas, as they are forced to discharge in open fields. These issues raise the question that the department must look into in terms of enforcing and respecting its guiding principles of accountability. That perhaps the most alarming issue in the long term and survival of the department is the question of sustainability. In these hard economic times and fiscal cliff years, the department ought to find ways to limit the number of consultants it awards contracts. The implication of that recommendation has to do with the fact that many of the tasks some of these companies do are indeed overlapping. Hence, by merging some of them, the department will have more control of where the money goes and how it is being spent. Such will help in many ways. First, it will eliminate the conundrum of having to deal with so many and ineffective consultants. As consultants will be held accountable should they fail to respect the conditionality of the contract. Secondly, such restructuring will permit the department to focus on the beneficiaries by keeping track of the progress of the project being done and where funds are being spent. Thirdly, conflict of interest will be minimized as contracts to companies will be given to companies on the basis of meritocracy, vice versa, their experience within their respective fields. Then, yes.
Okay.
I think that this portfolio committee should actually hold the department accountable for the use of these consultants. And we should request them to come and brief us on the value for money that was received on these 26 consultants and how that related to delivery on the ground. I think we need to do that so that next time they'll be a little bit more careful before they just employ consultants to do things. I think we've made it a bit of a regular thing that we monitor them on these consultants.
Even the relationship of this consultant with the officers.
I support the suggestion made by Honorable Bowman precisely because I think the question of consultants cutting across the departments, it's been said that we must represent these consultants. I mean, sometimes when you listen to people, you know, telling you that they are now consultants, someone will leave Parliament, for instance, or somebody leaves the job, and the next thing they are consultants. I mean, really, yeah. If I leave Parliament and tomorrow I say I'm a consultant, I would be accepted, but consulting only one. You see. So I think I agree with the proposal that we must really take the department to task on this one. Because a lot of money, as it says here, is lucrative contracts, which is true. And yet you don't see what they are doing. And some of the work that is done by so-called consultants is actually the work that should be done by the staff themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it seems to me, okay, maybe we need them to start, because the important thing would have been for the department to build its capacity by training its own manpower for most of the work that can be done. And this they can actually have control on, they can follow them up, they are part of the department. But the other point I wanted to speak on, Chairperson, was the question of research. I think I agree with that report. I can't do funda because at this moment is funda you have. But they're very interesting. Yes. That analysis on the research is also very, very interesting, and I think we should take it very seriously. And for a department like human settlement, research is very, very important for them, you see. Now, another thing that probably we should, I can't remember what they have said on this one, but I know we have raised it before, that who actually does the research for them? Why don't they involve institutions of higher learning, work with them on some of the research for the institutions to do the research for them, and therefore they get quality work and value for money. So I think that area also we need to follow it up. We must not take it lightly, the question of research, because if research is done well, then some of these many, many mistakes that occur in the area of human settlements and the weight of money that has happened over the years could be avoided.
But can we close this then? There's another area
of to fit in, get the permission in. We need to talk about the government priorities. Then we just as a committee to how do we view the work of the human settlement should be in terms of this. And then after this government priorities, I don't want you to be left at 5 o'clock now. So I'm trying to say, with your permission, can we work this around this with what is important, if the department can concentrate on these issues. For instance, the issues of creation of decent work, alleviation of poverty, and reducing inequality. Because the human settlements program should do that. So it has to come out from us as a portfolio committee. So
That is it, and there's the further information on the HDA we're going to put in there. So, Honourable Member, can you adopt the report with the amendments, because you are not here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have released you.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Can you adopt the report with the amendments, because we're going to work through it overnight, and then Honourable Women, I think you can assist us. When I was
I just want to double check. Yesterday, and because I wasn't here for a large chunk of this, we spoke about a section under a heading legislation referring to the spatial development, and did we insert that? Yes.
We have not
put it in yet.
Put it in, but I think we are going to add it.
Because we also, remember, we're referring to the Rental Housing Amendment Bill.
Yes.
It's referred to in the in here.
You are going to work with us. We are left adopted God for amendments, and they are going to work with me in the office and up until 10 p.m. tonight. Can we adopt the report, please? What are the proposals?
I propose the adopting with amendments.
Thank you.
I think we would also, on behalf of the committee, thank the chairperson and her team for putting, I think we, reports are too awful to handle, but to put it all down and then we've only got to add and make comments, it makes it a whole heap easier, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much, another member. Let's meet next week.
We're going to the toilet summit in December. We are going to use your ticket. Only Parliament is going to provide accommodation and drug transport. It's indebted. So please,
I got to the first 7 months.